It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. All God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now. It's coming now, revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Thank you very much, Tom, and good Memorial Day, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And for the next hour, we're going to pray because we know the power of prayer, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. We're going to play a speech by Ronald Reagan that he gave on Memorial Day, 1984. It's an incredible speech. We're going to play some music, patriotic music today, and we're going to honor those in uniform who've given their lives for the cause of our nation. And those who have given their lives for the cause of Christ. And we are so thankful to have you listening in today. Father, we just thank you for a wonderful opportunity to be here on this Memorial Day 2015. We pray your will, plan, and purpose be done here on BPN Radio on this broadcast. And Holy Spirit, come and minister to us right now. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And while so many people are celebrating Memorial Day on the lake or having a picnic or whatever it may be, that's no problem with that. But primarily we are honoring our veterans today, those in uniform, our veteran men and women that gave their life on the battlefield, in the wars, at home and abroad. And we're also honoring men and women who have given their lives for the sake of the gospel across America and around the world. So today is Memorial Day. And I'm honoring those that that have served in my life over the years that have gone to be with the Lord. So we are saluting all of those men and women that gave their life for the cause of our nation. And we honor those members of the families that are listening today that had someone who died on the battlefield or in uniform at home or abroad. Well, we're proud to be America today. We must understand that our nation is in jeopardy. Our freedoms are in jeopardy. As never before, there's never been a Memorial Day holiday that we have been more at risk as a nation and losing our freedoms than on this day when Christians are being attacked across America, around the world, and our religious liberties as Christians particularly are at risk. So, Father, we just pray right now for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. We ask that you come, Holy Spirit, and touch our nation, touch our land. We pray, Lord, for 1,000 cities, 1,000 churches, 1,000 prayer leaders who will join us here on the Breakout Prayer Network to pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Would you come, Holy Spirit, and show yourself strong in these United States of America, America that we love so very, very much. We need you, Lord. Would you cause the church to arise and be the church, be the force in the earth, Lord, that you've called us to be. We believe you for it, and we ask it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, the Lord called me to pray in 1966. February said, "Son, give me the first hour of your day and I'll change your life." I did, and he did. So my first call was the call to pray. Then I received the call to preach. And then I responded to the call to be a prophetic voice in this nation and the nations of the world. And then in 1985, my wife and I dedicated ourselves to train churches to pray, to train prayer leaders, so that we could have a nation that is turning back to God, repenting of taking prayer out of our schools, all the millions of babies that have been aborted, and all of the things that are going on that are quite undescribable in this nation. But we love America. We love this nation. And I know there's a lot of patriotic people out there. And so we're believing for another spiritual awakening. And we love America. So we're gonna have Ronald Reagan to give his Memorial Day speech that he gave on the 28th day of May, 1984. But first of all, here is Lee Greenwood to sing one of my favorite songs. I'm proud to be an American. I really am. And I'm proud that we're free today on this Memorial Day, 2015.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
My fellow Americans, Memorial Day is a day of ceremonies and speeches. Throughout America today, we honor the dead of our wars. We recall their valor and their sacrifices. We remember they gave their lives so that others might live. We're also gathered here for a special event, the national funeral for an unknown soldier who will today join the heroes of three other wars. When he spoke at a ceremony at Gettysburg in 1863, President Lincoln reminded us that through their deeds, the dead had spoken more eloquently for themselves than any of the living ever could, and that we're living could only honor them by rededicating ourselves to the cause for which they so willingly gave a last full measure of devotion. Well, this is especially so today, for in our minds and hearts is the memory of Vietnam and all that that conflict meant for those who sacrificed on the field of battle and for their loved ones who suffered here at home. Not long ago, when a memorial was dedicated here in Washington to our Vietnam veterans, the events surrounding that dedication were a stirring reminder of America's resilience, of how our nation could learn and grow and transcend the tragedies of the past. During the dedication ceremonies, the roles of those who died and are still missing were read for 3 days in a candlelight ceremony at the National Cathedral. And the veterans of Vietnam who were never welcomed home with speeches and bands, but who were never defeated in battle, and were heroes as surely as any who have ever fought in a noble cause, staged their own parade on Constitution Avenue. As America watched them, some in wheelchairs, all of them proud, there was a feeling that this nation, that as a nation, we were coming together again, and that we had at long last welcomed the boys home. A lot of healing went on, said one combat veteran who helped organize support for the memorial. And then there was this newspaper account that appeared after the ceremonies. I'd like to read it to you. Yesterday, crowds returned to the memorial. Among them was Herbie Pettit, a machinist and former Marine from New Orleans. Last night, he said, standing near the wall, I went out to dinner with some other ex-Marines. There was also a group of college students in the restaurant. We started talking to each other, and before we left, they stood up and cheered us. The whole week, Pettit said, his eyes red, it was worth it, just for that. It has been worth it. We Americans have learned to listen to each other and to trust each other again. We've learned that government owes the people an explanation and needs their support for its actions at home and abroad.
And we have learned, and I pray this time for good, the most valuable lesson of all, the preciousness of human freedom. It has been a lesson relearned not just by Americans, but by all the people of the world. Yet while the experience of Vietnam has given us a stark lesson that ultimately must move the conscience of the world, we must remember that we cannot today, as much as some might want to, close this chapter in our history. For the war in Southeast Asia still haunts a small but brave group of Americans, the families of those still missing in the Vietnam conflict. They live day and night with uncertainty, with an emptiness, with a void that we cannot fathom. Today, some sit among you. Their feelings are a mixture of pride and fear. They're proud of their sons or husbands, fathers or brothers, who bravely and nobly answer the call of their country. But some of them fear that this ceremony writes a final chapter, leaving those they love forgotten. Well, today, then, one way to honor those who served or may still be serving in Vietnam is to gather here and rededicate ourselves to securing the answers for the families of those missing in action. I ask the members of Congress, the leaders of veterans groups, and the citizens of an entire nation, present or listening, to give these families your help and your support, for they still sacrifice and suffer. Vietnam is not over for them. They cannot rest until they know the fate of those they loved and watched march off to serve their country. Our dedication to their cause must be strengthened with these events today. We write no last chapters. We close no books. We put away no final memories. An end to America's involvement in Vietnam cannot come before we have achieved the fullest possible accounting of those missing in action.
Father, we just pray right now for families that still suffer because their sons or daughters, mother, father, sister, brother, their husband or wife never came home from Vietnam or the other conflicts. We pray for them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we pray for the families of those policemen and uniformed officers in this nation that they went off to work and never came back. Father, we pray, we salute these veterans today here on BPN Radio. In Jesus' name, comfort them. And we pray, Lord, today for families whose husband, wife, son or daughter, mother, father may be serving abroad, some foreign nation, Afghanistan, other places. We pray, Lord, for their protection. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Like me. that grace appear thee.
Today, honoring all the people that have given their lives at home and abroad in uniform, the soldiers, the police officers that have given their lives, and the men and women of God that have given their lives for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Many of them went to a foreign nation and never came home again. We are honoring these today. You're on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And I just would like to honor some men that God put in my life that served the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I just want to honor them today. And because I believe that we need to give honor to whom honor is due. And so I want to honor my dad, O.C. Gentry. Lived to be 92 years old. Got his 50-year pen with the Assemblies of God. And was a man of God that got up every morning at 5 o'clock. Prayed for me that I'd be a man of God. I want to honor my spiritual father, B.B. Hankins, who went on to be with the Lord in about 2001 or 2002. And a great man of God who pastored one church in West Columbia, Texas for 49 years. I want to honor Carl Alcorn, the man that played such a strategic role in my life when I was called to preach, was my pastor at that time, a great man of God, Carl Alcorn. I want to honor David Wilkerson, the man who was preaching the night that I was called to preach in 1966, who later came and preached for me on two or three occasions, encouraged me, a mighty prophet of God who's gone to be with the Lord, David Wilkerson. I want to honor John Hoker, Pastor John Hoker, who gave me my first revival in December of 1966. John Hoker, who later invited me back, was a tremendous encouragement to my life. And we want to honor the other great men that have gone on to be with the Lord, men that were trailblazers And you might just take a few moments to recognize some men and women that have paid an incredible price for you to get here in the ministry. As far as ministry is concerned, as far as soldiers are concerned. And on this Memorial Day, we need to remember those people that have helped us along the way. I believe it's very, very, very important. And we thank God for these Americans who gave their life on the battlefield, and these Americans who gave their life for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we're praying today for America. And my major assignment is to call people to pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And so I believe that there is a major call to pray for America, because we believe, ladies and gentlemen, that America is going to rise again. We do. Or else we don't believe the Holy Spirit would keep prompting us to call people to pray. Regardless of the condition of our nation, we believe that America will rise again. Here's Kathy Strawn. America, you'll rise again.
America, you will rise again. America, you will rise again. You've been down before, and you will rise again. America, you will rise again. America, you will rise again. You've been down before, you will rise again. God led a band of people to this land with a vision in their hearts to worship Him. And out of them came such mighty men that would build a nation founded on God's Word. You, what you stood for and what your freedom brings. Well, they have tried to rob our faith in a country that is great. But with the grace of God, we will take a stand for America. You will rise again. America, you will
to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much.
prospered as no other people on earth. It was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
Lord, we long for you to move in power. There's a hunger deep within our hearts to see healing in our nation. Send your spirit to revive.
Oh, we pray you just come and heal our nation, heal our land. The Catholic Girls Choir there singing for us today here on VPN Radio. As we remember those who have sacrificed to give their lives on this Memorial Day. And I pray for those of you that are going to the cemetery today or have gone to the cemetery to place flowers or wreath upon your loved one's grave on this Memorial Day. I pray for you today. I pray for the grief that may be in your heart on this Memorial Day as you remember the passing of a loved one. Maybe you've gone back and to the grave and to the cemetery and the grief has flooded your heart. Once again, we pray for you today. And we here on BPN Radio join our voices. There's some of you that may have lost a loved one recently and the grief is so strong inside of you. And we pray for you. In Jesus' name, we ask the Holy Spirit to comfort you. And there may be those of you that your loved one has gone, been gone for a while, but the grief is still there. We know that grief is a very necessary thing. It's important that we grieve and allow ourselves to grieve. But there's some of you that have had extended grief and it continues on. We know that that becomes a dangerous process of our lives when we have extended grief. We continue to grieve. There just comes a time when we must allow the Holy Spirit to heal us, heal our emotions, and that we go on in life. And I know that can be very, very difficult. I'm reminded of one of my spiritual grandsons who was engaged to be married. And the wedding date was set for just a few weeks until that very important day. And his fiance, his future wife, on a rainy day, she was a school teacher, and the car that she was riding in, a truck went out of control, and she slid under the truck and was killed instantly. I remember praying for this spiritual grandson, the grief that was in his heart, the weeping and the wailing. He'd waited. They'd kept themselves pure and clean for that wedding night. Had rented their apartment, was fixing the apartment, preparation for their future life together. Now she was gone. And I remember praying for him. And one day I just said to him, "You're going to wake up one morning and all of your grief is going to be gone." So there was a grieving process. And one morning, just as the word of the Lord came, he woke up and all the grief was gone. Today, he's married to a beautiful young lady, and they have a beautiful child, and life has moved on with them. I trust today that you'll move on with life, and the grief that is in your heart will diminish. The grief that is in your heart will no longer be there. And if you do have grief, and you've not given yourself enough time to heal, I just pray for you right now, the comfort of the Holy Spirit that will come upon you today. Those of you that are grieving on this Memorial Day, I pray for you. I extend my love to you. And Jesus extends his love to you also in Jesus' name. And I pray for those of you today that you have a loved one that is serving in the uniform, the blue uniforms, and military on the police force, protecting our nation at home and abroad. And I just pray for you that you would just have peace and strength and comfort on this Memorial Day, and that you will receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit, knowing that all is well, that your spouse or your son or daughter, your mother, father that is serving will be protected. And we just pray right now the hedge of protection about them in Jesus' name here on BPN Radio today. And we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And we love this nation. We love this nation. We know there are so many people that have came over here that have infiltrated this nation that do not love America. We're not talking about everybody. There's some are so thankful and grateful to be here. But there are some that do not love America. They hate our way of life. They hate what we stand for. And many of them are determined to convert us away from Christianity to their belief system. And we know in foreign nations today that many of these Christians are giving their lives at the hands of radical Muslims who say we either convert to Islam or we die. But today in America, at this point in time, we have enjoyed the freedoms that very few nations of the world enjoy today. And my prayer on this Memorial Day is God bless America. God bless America. I love America, and I'm thankful for this nation. So God bless America. We are so thankful and grateful for this land. Here's Sandy Patty.
To the prairies, to the ocean.
Well, there you have Sandy Patty singing God Bless America here on this Memorial Day 2015. Good to have you listening in here on BPNRadio.com. Breakout Prayer Network. If you'd like to make a donation to Breakout Prayer Network, you can do so by going to BPNRadio.com. BPN, Breakout Prayer Network, BPN.com. Going down to the bottom of the page, clicking on the donate button, and you can use your credit card, PayPal. And also, if you want to, you can send us a check. We are very grateful, thankful for those people that are contributing, partnering with us here on BPN Radio, praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. We believe there's hope, and I've been doing this now for 30 years. I've been calling people to pray for our nation. I have the privilege of ministering at the White House on a couple of occasions, and being able to go across this nation, many different types of churches, and calling for people to pray. My latest assignment concerning prayer is calling 1,000 prayer leaders to pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And you can help us with this assignment. If you are leading a prayer group, you can just go to bpnradio.com. And if you will put in, there's an application there that says 1,000 churches. And if you will put that application in, that will be fantastic. We would be delighted if you would pray with us. And maybe you are not a leader of a prayer group, but you would love to be. And so we want to tell you today that all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, fill out the short application, and submit it to us, and then we will include you in our 1,000 prayer leaders group. And I'm believing for 1,000 prayer leaders who will agree with us weekly, include our prayer request in your prayer services, prayer meetings, prayer times. And so we just want to welcome some of these prayer leaders. Kelly Reed has a private location in Kansas City, Missouri. Carolyn LeGrand has a private location in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And Tom Luther is leading a prayer group at Family Worship Center in Columbia, Missouri. Dr. Henry Malone is leading a prayer group at Vision Life Ministries in Louisville, Texas. Eugene Bullard, Generation Pray, Archer City, Texas. Beth Pitcox, leading a Facebook group in Waller, Texas. Dave Rogers, Church of the Hills in Ingram, Texas. Jack Mooring, New River Fellowship in Franklin, Texas. Easy Lena Jones, Generation Jesus in Sugar Land, Texas. Betsy Stanton, Calvary Cathedral, Fort Worth, Texas. Cody Anderson, Faith Center Fellowship, Mena, Oklahoma, leading a prayer group. Deborah Farley is leading a prayer group at Accelerate Church, Amarillo, Texas. Billy Burns, a private location in North Richland Hills, Texas. Gary Patterson, a Great Grace Revival Ministry, Blairsville, Georgia. Art Evans, San Diego, a Christian Worship Center, San Diego, California. So we're thankful for these and many others that are leading prayer groups, private and public. And would you join them? Me sending you a list of prayer requests. Can you imagine the power of 1,000 prayer groups praying, agreeing on the same thing on a weekly basis? We're believing for America to have a turnaround. And this is necessary. It's not an option, ladies and gentlemen. We must have revival in America. There is nothing more important that we could do in our lifetime at this very moment, and that's to pray for our nation. For our nation is in trouble. Our nation is in jeopardy. And so would you pray with me right now for America, for revival in America, another spiritual awakening? And would you agree with me for 1,000 prayer leaders to pray here as a part of BPN Network? Thank you. pray for you today. This will be a wonderful day for you as you celebrate Memorial Day with your friends and family. And I just ask the Holy Spirit to work in your life. And I pray for you, whatever your need might be today, I pray that God will supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. Anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day, we're on praying and believing God, praying for you, praying for your family, praying for your church, praying for your city, and praying for your nation. So thank you for listening today. Thank you for praying with me today. We are making a difference. And so as we continue to pray for this great nation, I thank you for joining in me with me, because I know the power, the force of people praying together. You have a great day today. I'll be back tomorrow at the same time or any time here on BPN Radio.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.